What's up, peeps? My name's Jenna. I'm two. You're listening to Nobody's Face Night. You follow me? Fucking fresh.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 21, brought to you on May 18th, 2007. Nobody's Listening Podcast is a podcast where David and I share our funny life stories and hope that you will do the same. I am one of your hosts, James, and my snotty brother's here.
I have boogers in my nose, and my name's David.
See, you're just going to have to bear with him. He's not coughing today.
Yeah.
He's got sinus issues, so he's going to be right in your earbuds.
I won't be snotting in your ears.
So if you're on a train, just have your tissues handy, pull out your earbuds,
yes,
and wipe out the interior of your ear canal occasionally.
Occasionally.
So you won't get a cold in your ear. What's been going on this week, dude? Let's not do our weekly updates yet. Let's just catch up on our week. How was your day?
Day was pretty good up till lunch.
What happened?
I came back from lunch, and man, I sound totally different.
No, you sound fine.
No, just I don't. I sound stuck. Show. Okay, so I came back from lunch and I got, you know how when you get done eating, you're like, I just want to relax.
Yeah.
I just want to play and relax.
Uh-huh.
I had to go back to work. So I went back to work and customers after customers came in and they're completely stupid. They're like, if you can't find their part, they're like, well, I'm going to your competitors. I'm like, well, I don't care. Yeah. I still get paid the same.
It's not like you get profit sharing.
Yeah, it's not even a big deal.
It's not like you get free spark plugs at the end of the day, depending on how many people you successfully
cajole into buying. On how many you can put in your pocket.
Exactly.
But so a couple of the guys came in there and he was waiting in line. We had only two guys in the store because the other two guys were scheduled to go to lunch at the same time, which was a bad scheduling part of the manager, which wasn't me. And so guys came in and just started bullcrapping. I hated it. You know, they were waiting in line knowing that we only had two people, so I hate people like that. But besides that, the week's going good. Going to Phoenix next week.
Sweet.
On Wednesday.
That's right. We'll be talking about that in a minute. David's leaving us, though, for a week. And
4 days.
We're going to try some stuff. But anyway, today's my day off, dude. So I was just chilling. They called us. We were selling our house, and they called us about, good Lord, it was like 11:30, and they called us. No, I'm sorry. It's 10:30. And they said, oh, we have a showing at 11 to 12. And ooh. It's like, dude, you know, I hadn't even showered yet that week, and so I had to really scrounge to get everything together, and we went to Walmart and walked around, and there's just, you know, when I like taking my daughter around Walmart with me, walking with her, talking with her, letting her see things, you know, all the stuff we weren't allowed to do when we went to Walmart.
Yeah.
Except the old ladies like Jenna. And I if you're an old lady, I got nothing against you. Just don't leer. Don't leer with your fake teeth at my daughter.
What's leering?
Like smiling and leering, like the Cheshire Cat. Like you're trying to suck her youth through your teeth. Like
your
this.
Fake teeth.
So cute. I just don't like that. And so I always want to protect her. It's like those movies where the cat sits on the baby's chest and sucks their breath out through their nose. I think that's some X-Files scary. Was like that or yeah. Something. But I feel like she aged while this old lady was leering at her.
She's like in college already.
Anyway, it is time for the weekly update, so let's do this.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's
my
life.
It's now or never. My weekly update is I had to go make a delivery real fast to a shop, like an auto shop. And I went to go pick up a part from another store, dropped it off of them, had to go back to the store to get something else.
Uh-huh.
And once I got there, you know, had to go back to the stupid store or the shop to deliver a quart of oil. That's it.
Why?
Because we only had four, and they needed five, and I go to a different store. So I went to there, dropped off the four, went to the other store, picked it up, and was on the way bringing it back.
Dude.
And I got stuck at a railroad stop. The okay. train was not passing, it was stopped. I only got 6 hours of sleep last night. I can say God bless that train because I had left the truck running, turned on the AC, and took like a 20-minute nap.
No way.
Because I rolled down the windows because if somebody started honking, I could wake up and go. But I was stopped there for a while. But when I was there, you know what people do in cars? What do people randomly do in cars?
Pick their nose.
Thank you. Okay. I was picking my nose, and I mentioned to James.
I can't believe I guessed it right.
That I my fingernail was getting really long, and I jerked, and I cut my nose, and it started bleeding out of my face because it was one of those
you get.
It was one of those sicko flappers. You know what a flapper is, right?
It's when one breathe, where you breathe it like and that. It flops in and out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had
like the flapper right in the back of your toilet.
Yeah, exactly. And I had one of those, so I was like, man, somebody's gonna see it when I go dig out the shop. I'm gonna get embarrassed. I'm gonna be like, you know, trying to point at it with not telling me. So I try to get it, and my nose started bleeding all over the place.
God, dude.
So anyway,
You had nosebleeds before?
No.
Oh, wow.
Never. Yeah, Dad always had them.
Yeah.
But so I took a 20-minute nap next to a train, and then once I got back to the shop, it was my store, it was an hour and a half.
Dude.
And they didn't believe me. They thought I went to the bar or something.
No GPS on that truck, huh?
Thank the Lord.
Dude, that reminds me of I had a roommate that looked like Jesus one time. His name was Harold or something. And he had this friend that was like really, really slow. Not retarded. So I'm not making fun of retarded people. He wasn't even Forrest Gumpish. He was just a strange, old, slow, or not old, strange, old, weird fella.
The guy next to the church, that guy?
No. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about. But anyway, he had this truck where he had this Toyota truck, and we had a stop sign in front of our house. He was coming to visit my roommate. He stopped the truck and fell asleep.
At a stop?
At a stop sign, not a stoplight. A stop sign.
What was he thinking? Hey, I'm almost there. I might as well take a nap.
I don't know, man. He didn't even put it in park, and he would. But my friend Harold or whatever goes out the front porch and sees him with the car running with his foot on the brake. Apparently, thank God his foot didn't flip off, or he wasn't thank God he had a Sealy posturpedic front seat, because he wasn't tossing and turning. Well, anyway, oh my goodness. Okay, my weekly update is this. It involves you, David, even though I haven't seen you all week.
Okay.
I was playing with my daughter on the couch the other day, and I don't know where she's learning these things from, but
I don't see her that much.
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to see about that. Okay, we're wrestling and farting around and stuff. And then we, at one point, she jumps on me and she's trying to get me or something. And I say, I'm going to knock you out. She stops, stands up, puts her fist in my face and says, you want some of this?
I did not teach her that.
Where did my 2.5-year-old daughter learn it if she didn't learn it from you, David?
It wasn't me. I'm not violent like that towards her. You can guess who. You can guess who.
Who?
I'm not
John?
Yes. Him and her get into it, man. She starts screaming at him and saying, like, potty words.
Yeah, like potty.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, there's another commercial out there. Where these two women and this man, they're yelling at each other like little kids like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you lint licker, you know, and all this stuff. It is hilarious. Anyway, I love it. It's one of those stupid commercials, though, where it's like, so-and-so cleans up another dirty mouth. But anyway, that was the first thing, is I was shocked and appalled that my daughter threatened me with an inch of my life with her tiny little fist. You want some of this? Very clearly enunciated. The only other thing I could think of is I have email groups for all of my ministries at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And each of them have about, you know, anywhere from 10 to 40 people on the list. And I sent out a message to everybody, and my wife gets it, and it makes her think of some things. So she responds, and she responds with some personal items on the email. And it didn't just go to me, David. It went to everybody. Now, let me back up a little bit and just say, thank God it was just about a test that I'm going to be taking next week so I can get some credentials. Because, you know, I said, Jen, please don't put personal stuff out on, you know, the message groups. And she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize. And then she says, at least I didn't talk about married stuff. And I was like, that would have been fun, you know, because that's the thing about working at a church is people – want dirt on you, and not in a mean way. They just want to bring it up every single time they see you for the rest of your life.
That's true.
And like we're going to do with the guy that pulled up that old lady's pants. That's still not old around here, and it never will be. So, those are our weekly updates. If you have weekly updates, you can get on our forums at nlcast.com/forums. And there's a segment in there called Weekly Updates where you can post anytime your heart desires about things that are going on in your life, and we read them. Mm-hmm. And if you you know, are in a place in your life where nobody cares what the heck's going on in your life,
like my life,
you can post up there and people will respond and feel sorry for you. So do that. Anyway, it's time for the featured story, Dave.
Yep.
It's the featured story.
All right, it's my turn this week. And I just got to be honest with you people. David has all the cool stories. I started this entire podcast to use him to gain popularity for myself.
Whoa.
Just wanted to let
that... I really think we should have been in the presence of Dr. Phil when you said that. So, David, how do you feel?
Dr. Phil was on Sesame Street today, just FYI.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a story that I'm sure everyone can relate to, and I honestly don't know how funny it's going to be. It's just, it's time for me to cleanse my soul and my derriere in front of everyone.
That word scares me.
Because I once, okay, let me just put it this way. My mom, when we were kids, was stronger than 10 men. She could hit you so hard on your butt when she gave you a spanking that your head would literally grow an inch or two and then snap back. Therefore, your butt was pounding the board that she hit you with as hard as the board was hitting your butt. And she had rules about spankings.
Yeah.
One of them was you were expected to completely, inhumanely sit completely still and accept the foul beatings as if you were actually being given ice cream. You better not move or I will hit your back, I think is what was said. You could not put your hands back there because the hands would get hit. I don't know why that was a threat because it actually felt better than your butt spanking.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I say all these things not to diss my beloved mother, because I'm sure that since I'm saying this from an 8-year-old, you know, a 7-year-old's brain, that it was actually not nearly as bad as what I imagine. What I'm doing is I'm sharing this with you to build up the reason why once I put a book in my pants. Put a book in my pants, folks, and it feels better even just saying it, because if you've ever had a bare butt whooping or just a whooping with a rick rack paddle, a belt, a shoe, a back beating, any kind of whooping at all, you know that unless your mom's one of those just like a token whooper where she just whips you.
Token whooper.
You know, she gets, you've 15 seen them.
Gold every time she beats your butt.
No, I'm talking about like at Walmart when you, this brat kid's on the toy aisle. Rah, rah, pick a toy or we're leaving, and I'm gonna spank you, and the kid's like, whatever mom, boop you, you know, that kind of thing. You know that mom is not hitting that kid hard enough. Mm-mm. If that's the case. Anyway, I unless you're one of those kind of kids that had that kind of mom, then you know you've probably tried this. Now most kids fail in this area because they are not smart enough, and I was smart enough, David.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly what I did wrong, but there came the moment where mother sent me to my room told me that I was soon going to get a spanking. Now, there's a good part of that and a bad part of that. The good part is that when the spanking is delayed, a delay is a good delay, because you can...
No.
It doesn't necessarily decrease. It's just delayed. And when you're a kid... You know, the only time you want delay is when you're going to get a spanking. The second thing is it wasn't immediate. And so there was a chance, not always, but there was a chance that things were going to calm down a little bit, mm-hmm. that she wasn't going to be as angry. She was going to spank you out of the principle of the thing. But there was also the chance that she was going to talk it over with a friend on the phone and find a new way, yet a new way to beat you, a new creative torture device to hit you with. So there was always that chance. But in this case, I was glad because it gave me time to think of a way to keep this from hurting. I found not a hardback book. which is the problem most people do, because your butt is not flat and it is not hard. And when your mother hits your behind, even with a foreign object, she's going to feel the, she's not going to feel it give.
Yeah.
She's not going to feel it give. You know, you'd be better off getting a, a donut, you know, like people have when they have hemorrhoids, you know, or yeah. something like that. But what I found was a paperback book, a big floppy workbook type of book. And I stuck that thing in the back of my pants. I bent over. I reached for the freezer or whatever it was, and you know, worked it around. I made sure to put the backing, the hard part, the binding up near my pant line so that it would flex and bend underneath my t-shirt. Well, anyway, I mom calls me out. I put my hands on the freezer. I bend over the whole thing, and I have to pretend that I'm sad because I'm secretly very excited that, you know, this is going to work.
Get away with it, yeah.
And I'm like, the proof is in the first couple of seconds. If she notices the corners of the book, if she notices anything, that first hit, if she says, what's going on, I'm just going to, I'm doubling the amount of whoopings I'm going to get, you know? So there's definite risk in this. Well, anyway, long story short, I get my whoopings, and dude, I screamed, I cried, hollered, but other than one little time that she got off mark and just got a little bit of my leg, I was completely unscathed, and I was beginning to walk away, sobbing, crying, you know, the best acting job I could ever get. Surely I have gotten away with it. I'm almost to my room, and mom says, James, what's that in your pants? Oh my goodness, dude. I immediately all my tears turn real.
Okay, so we're walking back to the room where you're holding your butt.
No, I was it was clean, dude. Okay. It was completely clean.
Okay.
But at that moment, before I turned around, time slowed down, and I immediately had to start thinking and creating a reason why in the world I would do this. I knew the future. I can't think three or four steps ahead in chess, but yeah. I had this one down. I knew the way this was going to go. James, why do you have that book in your pants? Boom. What was I going to have to say? So here's what I came up with.
Mama, I had a sore on my butt, and I did not want you to hit it. It was bleeding earlier, and I couldn't find a Band-Aid. So when I got in trouble, I went in my room, and I found a book because I did not want you to feel bad for making me bleed again. I did it for you.
For psychology and mom, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was the best I could come up with. And mom stopped for a minute, and you know, her anger kind of went away. And I thought, oh, man, am I going to see a tear? You know, is she going to get convicted? She started laughing, dude. She laughed so hard. And I'm crying. Dude, I don't think I got another whooping because I thought I was, dude. My life was flashing before my eyes. I thought I was doomed. I thought I wasn't ever going to be able to grow up and lead the rest of you like I should, Leanne, Amy, Jonathan, and David, in the ways of Kinnison-like behavior.
Yeah.
I thought I'd never be able to love you and hug you and give you my allowance like I surely did.
Not.
I think I pulled it off because she laughed so hard that she forgot to bring the hurt. So there are many of you out there right now that are probably not laughing. Maybe a single tear is running down your cheek. Maybe because you're feeling sorry for me, or maybe because you're reliving some sort of pain from your own past. Well, here's the thing. Just don't repeat it. Just don't repeat it. When you get kids, you know, be good to them. That's all
beat
I got to say.
Beat the mess out of those little kids.
You know, I tell you now that you know, my daughter gets a little pop now and then. Like today when we were walking through Walmart, she would not hold my hand. And then I said, hold my hand. And she kind of held it, but it was like I was more holding on to her. And she was running fast and she was being completely out of control. I gave her a little tap, pop, right on the diaper. Didn't hurt her nothing, but her little eyebrows got curled up for a minute, you know. And she's like, hey. Then she held my hand for the rest of the day. See, you gotta, you know, is it worth it, the investment? Yes, it is. You want your kids to behave and all that kind of stuff. But don't go nuts on your kids. You know, just be nice to them.
on this.
Anyway, that was our featured story. I just real quick before we go to the next segment, I want to give shout out to all the folks in the chat room.
Yep.
We've got a few folks out there. Bob's out there. Mod's out there. My sister and brother-in-law are out there. Yeah. And tons of other people.
Tons. We just, can't even name them all.
Gosh, it just keeps going. So you can check our website. We're going to start posting when we record the show. It's either going to be on a Thursday night or a Friday night next week. And we always...
Thursday.
It is Thursday?
It's got to be Thursday.
Excellent.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
News. The only news I have, David, is that we have, as of this point, 62 iTunes reviews, dude. We had 50 just a couple weeks ago, so 12 people have logged onto iTunes and left us a review. Most of them are 5 and 4 stars. So I just wanted to say thank you, folks. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And makes it worthwhile, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it does, because I didn't even think about how big that is.
It's huge.
Like iTunes in general.
We've only been doing this. This is 21 episodes, so 21 weeks. And I already have 62. Can you do the math real quick?
Jennifer, call her. Anthony will pop it out.
Yeah, Anthony, what's the average in the chat room? What's the average three? We've had an average of 3. Thank you, Anthony.
This freaking idiot.
He knew it. 3 a week. That's sweet. Anthony knows everything. He can do that in his head. We're not that smart. We're just two half-brothers telling the whole story.
That's true.
And next week, we'd mentioned David's going to be out of town. He's going to Phoenix. So don't hijack his plane.
Thank you.
From us to there.
Us to there.
I don't want to say where we're from, so people won't get any ideas. But we are going to try Skype casting next week for the first time. Oh, and the biggest news of all, the reason why that's possible is because...
I got a new laptop.
Oh, my God. Fireworks. Dun, 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 dun. The president walked in. Thanks, David. I'm glad you got your laptop.
Well, David.
So David got a laptop. So we are hooked up. We'd like to thank all of you that submitted your funds.
And thanks to...
our brother.
Thanks to Jonathan for being an amazing computer guy.
Yeah, David...
big blessing.
They kind of... Jonathan helped David get a laptop. So that's awesome. It's going to be not just for the podcast, not even hardly for the podcast. It's so that we can stay in touch with our brother when he's in Ireland. So we're glad that happened. All right. Emails. Let's do some.
Okay. You do the first one. I already read the second
one. Okay. This is from Tyler. He says, I just wanted to say that I love the podcast and tell you guys a story of my own. He says, I'm on the track team at school. We went to a track meet at another school, and I just finished one of the races. I needed to go to the bathroom really bad. I started running to the closest bathroom, went inside only to find out it was not the men's bathroom. Well, it wasn't even a bathroom. It turned out to be... the girls' locker room! Dun, dun, dun! And there were about 20 girls in there just staring at him, always quick on my feet. He says, better. I thought of the most ingenious excuse. Here it is. He says, I act like I was messed up in the head. So I started hitting him. He started hitting himself in the face and yelling, no, no, wrong bathroom, wrong bathroom. And then he runs out. He said he hid on the bus for the rest of the meet. Pretty embarrassing, but at the same time, funny at the same time. Keep the podcast coming, Tyler. So, Tyler, you never said, man, you never made it to the bathroom. I mean, that was an emergency there.
I mean, did you do it on yourself?
Is that how you completed the effect? Was by peeing on yourself while you were in front of the 20-something girls? That's probably the only way you could have pulled that off, because your spelling's way too good to be messed up in the head. Anyway, David.
Okay, Jeffy B.
Jeffy B.
B dog. He said that one time he was playing Manhunt with his friends outside, obviously, because that's how you play Manhunt. And they all got bored, so they wanted to start like a bonfire.
Hold on. That's what every boy in the world does.
It always starts like that.
There's a group of boys outside playing anything, and they get bored. Let's make a fire.
It's pyrotechnics. So they lit, instead of lighting a fire in a pit, they lit it on the side of a tree.
Oh, my God.
Okay, don't know why, don't know what the reason was.
What is it with these people in trees?
Yes.
Last week, it was the kids that threw a rock in a room in a bird tree, or a tree full of birds, and they all got pooped on. This week, we're going to burn the side of a tree.
Well, the thing is, that they didn't like just get matches and brush. They got gasoline.
Of course.
At very high combustible.
That's the best way to kill yourself.
So they lit it up, and it was roaring up the tree. Well, it lit halfway up the tree. It's like she said, or he said, it was like a 75-foot tall tree.
Uh-huh.
Burned up half the tree, and by the time you know her friend or his friend went and got some, got the water hose, it was already out. But it burned it up. But the tree's still alive, he says. I'm like, wow, you're trying to kill like Mother Earth.
Red
Boar.
Wait a minute, Red Boar said that. Who said that earlier? I saw it. It said you had a fire on Arbor Day.
What's Arbor Day?
It's like a tree day. Yeah, Red Boar says he had a bonfire on Arbor Day. Welcome to the chat room, Red Boar. Here's one from Jennifer F. My older sister, who was in college at the time, brought home her boyfriend to meet the family. Oh, this is in response to the embarrassing stories that we told last week. She says she was a So her sister brought a boyfriend home to meet the family, and he was a freak. Later that night, my mother comes into my room and asks me if I liked him. I start making jokes about his stupid Rasta hat.
Oh.
Any white guy that's wearing a Rasta hat is a freak. As he was the whitest person ever, and he was saying other funny things, my mom and I are laughing, having a good time. And then there's someone at the door. It's my sister.
Oh, God, I thought it was him.
She just wanted to let us know that the windows were open and everyone, including the boyfriend, could hear what they were saying.
Oh.
My mother was mortified. She says, I thought it was funny. Needless to say, breakfast the next morning was awkward.
That's horrible.
I wonder if he wore his hat.
That scars the relationship forever.
For life, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, this lady named, she didn't want us to tell her name. Her name's Lucy. That's what she wants to be called by. She says she was in fifth grade with everyone at school. I'm going to read this, David, but I want you to pick out some clues and tell me something about this girl that she didn't mention.
Okay,
this
I'll
is like
listen.
There are things that I want you to hear.
Okay, good.
Anyway, I was in fifth grade when everyone at my school started growing their nails. Everyone in the school, even the janitors, were growing out their nails. Even birds flying by were growing out their nails. Anyway, I go to an all-girls school. Ding, clue one.
Okay, all-girls.
So they could start getting manicures and stuff. I'm a chronic nail biter, so I obviously just couldn't get up and start growing my nails. Well, I was too, chickadoo, and I quit. So you can too. So I thought I was being smart by getting fake nails and said, trust me, that was not the smartest decision I ever made. She said she was in her room reading a book. When her ear started getting itchy, she says she scratched it with her pinky and her pinky nail fell off and got stuck in her ear. In my panic, I started trying to get it out with my fingers. As it turns out, fake nails are not the easiest things to grab stuff with. So I ended up pushing the nail in even further her ear.
Jeez.
She says, I couldn't get it out, so I started crying. And my maid comes in. Ding! Number two. Clue number two.
Oh, I know.
Stop. It gets better. My maid comes in and starts asking what's wrong. I tell her that my fake nail has gotten stuck in my ear. She tries to get it out, but it's really stuck. She calls her mom since it's about 11 at night, and our driver has already gone home. Ding!
Holy crap.
She wakes up my dad, and we go to the hospital, where I freak out even more since the doctors are laughing when they hear my story, which is why I hate doctors now. I mean, they seriously called their colleagues for consults, and they didn't need, and they laughed together. My mom tells me to shut up because she figures that that if the doctors are laughing, it's nothing serious. She says it was only in the middle ear, so it wasn't serious. But to my little 11-year-old brain, it was beyond serious. I was freaking and wondering if I would be able to hear again. So I scream at the top of my lungs as the doctor's pulling the nail out. Anyway, about 1 a.m, the doctor finally finishes, and my mom is really ticked off, and she gets mad at me for not taking off the nails in the first place. It says, my dad lectures me about not freaking out anymore, and when we get home, the maids.
It's plural.
The maids are laughing when they hear my story, but they're trying not to show it. Finally, my mom tells one of our maids, to throw away my sets of fake nails so as to prevent it from happening again. So the next day, as my maid, is throwing away my fake nails, she asked me if I'm planning to get some new ones. For the next few weeks, my parents kept teasing me, saying things like, hey, you want to go out and buy some fake nails? Now, as an incoming freshman, I know better, and I'm never going to wear anything fake again. Well, considering your station in life, you deciding not to wear anything fake or get anything fake installed is a very, very huge decision. David, can you tell me a little bit about this girl that she didn't say in her email?
Oh, she's extremely rich.
Yes.
And, hey, I need money.
Duh.
To go to Ireland.
We have a subscription or a we have a link on our front page, nlcast.com, where you can sponsor the show. You can send us a few bucks like Michael has in the past.
I mean, $13 a month will sponsor 1 hour of broadcasting time.
You can become one of our prayer warriors where we will partner with you and you will receive your blessing. Anyway, Dave, hit us with that last one.
Okay, I didn't read it.
Now you understand why I said what I did about her being rich and inciting not to get anything false.
Totally.
Keep it real, girl.
This is Mike saying, I was just listening to episode 20. I heard the story of the lady with the dead cat, and you guys brought up the story of the dead monkey. So I thought I would share my dead animal story.
I don't like this story. It makes me sad.
The first two sentences, I mean, makes me want to be on Prozac. Okay, I was working doing tech support for Hewlett-Packard HP desktop printers when one day I received a call from a customer whose printer was making some strange noises. Normally the sound of a desk jet makes when the carriage – this goes dude's going in depth.
Yeah.
When the carriage goes across
the body.
It
just makes a weird noise, different noise.
Blah, blah, blah. He says, instead this customer printing was making a dull thwack.
Let me just cut to the chase.
Cut it.
He opens it up, and the reason why this thing was making a thwack sound is because their pet lizard had crawled up inside the printer, and they had printed on their lizard. And the lizard died a slow and horrible death, and it's just too much for me to handle because this poor thing, every time ASDF was typed and printed, color, RGB and K, CMYK, all of it was going on our little pet lizard, and every time that print head would swipe by, it would hit him and cause a reoccurring concussion. I can just imagine him squirming, trying to get away. They were wondering why their printer had a streak down the middle with little footprints. What kind of moron?
He was trying to write a will, dude. He's trying to tell you, you're killing me, you losers. Every time you print something, you little Betsy, trying to do a school project, I hate you. That's what he's doing.
And where do we not? Why do we not know where our lizard is? You know, why aren't we looking for our lizard?
The cage has been empty for 2 weeks.
I'm missing my lizard. There's flies in our house all of a sudden, and all of a sudden the printer's making a weird noise.
And our gerbil's gone. Did they run away together?
Why is the dryer making such a strange noise? Where's Timothy the cat?
Everybody vanished.
Okay, so if you're in that family, Mike, I just want to warn you, as you grow up and you have children of your own and you come back to visit the grandparents, don't leave your kid alone with them. Because when your baby ends up missing, and they're wondering why one of the tires on their front car isn't riding quite right. Boom.
Then you know.
They're never gonna know why, and they're just
they're
gonna
not
keep
gonna
on
stop,
going.
They're not gonna stop, Mike.
We gotta get to Disney World. Maybe that's where the baby is. All right, we have some voicemails. Let's listen to them, D. Dave. Unfortunately, you guys in the chat room will not hear this.
Hi, nobody's listening. This is Connie from Ohio again, and I don't know if you ever thought of a topic as odd work experiences. I know you talk about your work a lot, but anyway, I have one. I used to be a bank teller, and I was working the drive-through window where they put their information into the little container and send it down the hole, and we pull it in and take care of it. Well, I was doing that, and all of a sudden the guy's pushing on the intercom, and he said, I put my wallet down the hole without putting it in the container. And I didn't know. That had never happened before, so I didn't know what to do. And so I said, okay, well, hold on. So I tried to shut the door. It's an automatic little door thing, and you shut it, and it creates a vacuum, and then you just pull the container in. I thought, well, maybe I'll just pull maybe the wallet will just pull in. So I shut the door, and all of a sudden he's pushing on the intercom saying, stop, and I said, what? And he goes, my arm's in the hole. And apparently he had gotten out of his car and stuck his arm down up to his shoulder into the hole to try to fish it out. And so now he was pinned in there, so I let him out. And so I pulled it in. I closed the door, and I hit the vacuum, and this wallet just exploded. It must have been dad wallet to the extreme because things came flying out of there, receipts and newspaper clippings and I don't know what all. It was just incredible. No money, of course. I don't know why he gave me his wallet anyway. I mean, what am I supposed to do, put his money in his wallet? I'm not touching his wallet. So Anyway, so that was a very odd experience. I'd never, ever heard of that before, and I don't even know if we got all of his receipts, but that was an odd job experience. So I thought I'd let y'all know, since you tell us cool things like that. Anyway, thanks for letting me share.
That's hilarious, dude. I've always been infatuated with those things, those pneumatic.
Yeah,
dude, I wish I had one at my house.
Jen, give me a Pepsi, okay?
Yeah, but this guy wouldn't have put it in the thing. He would have opened the Pepsi and then dropped it in there and pushed the button.
These are stupid signs.
Why did you put your wallet in there? It just makes no sense to me.
Take my credit cards, please.
I don't even understand how you could accidentally put your wallet in there. Anyway.
Hello, nobody's listening. This is Robbie from the Weekly Murloc at TWMcast.com, and I'm going to share an embarrassing story. Happened when I was in high school. I worked at a hardware store. And one of the guys who worked at the hardware store, his name was Jerry. Jerry was this guy who always kind of a slob. He always had, you know, like one pair of jeans, like 80s acid wash jeans with the, you know, the knees out and a mullet and this real, you know, just not the kind of guy you'd want to leave your kids with. Well, I had been out from work on a school field trip for a couple of days, so I came into work Saturday after my trip. Jerry was always notoriously late for coming to work, and I walked into the store, and there is Jerry in a suit. He's had a haircut, he's washed, he's clean, very you know, GQ looking guy that usually looks like he, you know, crawled out from behind a trash dumpster. So, you know, I've always been kind of a picker, kind of a teaser. I walk over to Jerry and I said, hey man, looking pretty good. Who died? And he gets this look on his face, kind of like the end of Casey at the Bat, you know, and he says, my grandma. Visitation last night, funeral's in an hour. And that was the lowest I'd probably ever felt as I put my foot squat in my mouth. Anyway, that's just my embarrassing story that I wanted to share with you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Robbie. Oh my God, that's Robbie from the Weekly Murloc. I did a show with them last week. So if you guys are fans of our show, go check out the Weekly Murloc at TWMcast.com. And check out their latest episode. But that was hilarious.
That's
Robbie.
Bad,
that
dude.
Hurts.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm about to cry. Be strong.
You know he loved his grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie. I feel you.
Gentlemen, it's Max Haskell. How you doing? I realize it's kind of ridiculous to ask how you doing, considering you can't talk to me. But that's great. If you play this, I expect you to tell me how you're doing, because I'm really concerned, really. I got a work story. I thought you guys might want to hear. The other night I was at work, and this guy comes up to me, and he's like, dude, you're not doing that right. And I'm like, what? Well, I hope you enjoyed. It's fantastic listening to you guys keep up with the laughs and the, you know, crazy stuff you guys do. All right, so I will talk to you guys later. I ate steak 2 nights ago.
Okay, I don't even know what that story was, but I loved it. It's my favorite one.
The ending's my favorite.
Well, he asked us how we were doing. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to get out of the States. Can't wait. Excited.
And I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready for a test I got to take next week and Sunday morning. And I always get a little stressed out about Sundays. And tests are very stressful because I haven't really taken a real test since my high school. I don't know.
No,
since,
you took classes in college.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And lastly, we have a message from a very special person that we used to hate. Here it goes.
Hey, this is Amy Crum, formerly of the Tennyson Persuasion. I just wanted to clear some things up once and for all concerning Old Town Girl. David, just for you, buddy. The way I remember it, she was short. She had a very pointy nose and curly blonde hair, bleach blonde, like, you know what I'm talking about, Dave. Like hick bleach blonde. But anyway, also, I hate you too.
First of all, she was tall as me. She had no bleach blonde hair. It was natural. And Yes, it was. My sister is actually in the chat room arguing me as we speak. She was retarded back then. So, and I mean, like, we literally rolled her brain back a little bit so that she was not as fast as she would have been. So, anyway, all the girls in Dixie have bleached hair.
All the girls in Dixie have bleached hair.
Anyway, that is our show for today.
Okay,
so
dude.
Let's do the recap song.
Oh, we're doing that?
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
It's podcast time again. It's time to start this show. It's time to sing a song we call the recap song. And this is where we go over everything that we said. And that's okay if we don't do it right. It's okay if you've already heard it.
You've already heard it.
You might have already heard it.
Might have already
That's okay. I stuck a book in my butt. You know why? Because my mom was gonna whoop me and I didn't wanna die. It's the way it is when you have a mom that's strong as Hercules is. That's the way I was gonna do it. I didn't wanna get a hardback book into it. So I got me a softback book for my butt, and it made it not hurt like it would have. It's okay if you want to do it, unless you're 10 years old and your mom's mean like mine was, and she might kill you if she finds out. So don't take this advice. If you could die, I put a book in my butt. It's the way I had to do it. I put a book in my pants, so I would not have to do the pain dance. I put a book in my drawers, and I would do it again and before, cause it saved me. You know it saved me. Well, my daughter, she put her fist in my face. You know what she said really put me in my place. She said, you want some of this? And I got dissed by a 2.5-year-old. I should have told her off, but I got told. I put a book in my butt. Would do it again, you know what? I put a book in my pants, so I wouldn't have to do the pain dance. I put a book in my drawers. I do it again, and I'll do it before. I put a book in my pants. Well, go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything.
Robbie put his foot in his mouth. He asked some guy if he had someone die in his life, and he said yes. It was his grandma, and all Robbie could do was have his mouth open and say aw. And that's the way it was when you put a book in your butt. You know what? When you put your butt in your mouth, that's why you live down south. Cause you're not smart when you do your part to make someone feel worse than they are. Put your butt in your mouth, and it hurts so good.
I was about to say bad.
You put your foot in your mouth, that's why you're going south. I put a book in my pants, help me not to do the pain dance. I put a book in my pants, didn't want to do the pain dance. I put a book in my drawers, I do it again, I'll do it before. It hurts so good. That's all we got, Dave.
That's all we got.
Just in case you guys were wondering, that was me on the guitar. Thank you so much. Put a butt
in my butt. I can't know the rest of the words. Put a book in my drawers. I don't want to feel the pain no more. I hit my mom in the face. Then she slapped me in my book.
Remember remember to call us on the Nobody's Calling line.
Oh, 206-600-5704.
You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Get on the forums. Get on our Frapper map at nlcast.com. Check us out on MySpace, MySpace/NLcast. And get on iTunes and leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think. Not necessarily of this show, but any of them that you liked in the past. We'll see you next week. David will be in Phoenix. I'll be right here in the middle of hardcore inner city KCMO. Yo, we'll see you next time. You know what, Dave? It's not going to matter if the show works next week or not. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody's listening.
I was about to say nothing else matters. That's a Metallica song.
It's not going to matter if things work really good next week or not, Dave, with you and Phoenix and me here. You know why? Because nobody's listening.
Radioactive Rhino again, a.k.a. Cameron. Just calling in to say thank you. I'm sitting here babysitting some little kids right now, and while they're eating their dinner, just wanted to say thank you for keeping me company, because I'm very bored. Wanted to tell a quick little story. I woke up this morning, and as all people who have braces know, there's small rubber bands you put on them. I forgot to put the rubber band on my mouth last night, so I slept with the rubber band on my finger for 8 hours, and I almost lost my finger. It was an unpleasant experience. So, for all people who have braces, do not leave your rubber bands on your finger. See ya.
OMG, TSNF. Me paying this bill, that's what's so SNF.